Oh my gosh, who's in here? Who else is in here I don't see? Hi, Hawk. Hi, Shonda. Hi, Tuttles. Or Tuttles. Tuttles. Okay. Is that you?
Good morning. Looks like it, judging by the numbers. Looks like it.
Okay. All right. Tuttles, don't do that to me. My costume.
Hey.
Okay.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Old Man's Podcast Show with Gina, Joe, and Eric. Coming to you live from the Christ of the United States of America. I am your host, the Old Man. And with me, as always, is the hard-working Eric Kirk from Georgia. Eric Kirk. And the ever-lovely Gina Joe from Colorado.
Yes, I'm here.
You're here.
Uh-huh.
Good. Happy Columbus Day.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that went over really well.
Yes, it is Columbia's Day.
I didn't even know it was Columbia Day until I looked at the calendar. I went, oh.
Not Columbia Day.
Columbus Day.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, sorry, I got a piece of throat lozenge stuck in my tooth.
Oh, no.
I've been chomping on these vitamin C things for the last few days, because I wasn't feeling good. I was kind of down. I was feeling the crud was creeping up on me. So Grammy started pumping me full of vitamin C. And I actually had a great sleep last night. I actually, for one of the first times, I slept really good last night. No congestion and everything. It was great. And she's been making me these lemon teas with ginger and honey. And started out where, you know, it was a nice full mug cup. And then yesterday she brings it to me. It's like, okay, here you go, baby. And she hands it to me and it's like, it's barely half full. I'm going, well, what happened to the cup of lemon tea? She goes, oh, well, it kind of boiled down a little bit. It's thick. It's thick. It's thick today. Thick with a lot of pulp and all that stuff.
But
I'm going,
it's concentrated.
Oh. Yeah, I go, well, yeah, that's what she said. It's concentrated this time. Mm-hmm. I go, okay, whatever. And then, you know, I'm going, God, I used to get a full cup. Now I'm about to get a barely
get a. Wow.
I know. That's what she was doing. So anyway, I drank it. It was only like three swallows. But it was nice and thick. Oh, I loved it. It was nice and thick with all that pulp from the lemons and the, you know, little chunks of ginger in there. And the honey, you could taste the honey. And I think that's why I felt, you know, didn't have any congestion and woke up feeling good. I think it was because of the concentrate. It was just thick. You know, thick with vitamin C and stuff, man. I'm telling you. So I'm thinking she's onto something now. I'm gonna have to tell her. Well, I'll tell her, but I'm sure she'll hear the podcast. But man, I'm telling you, man, it was good. It was good. You know, it's funny. I love lemon tea too. I love lemon tea. Lemon tea with a little honey. And then she started throwing ginger in it. I don't know why she.
Ginger's I don't know why good.
She. I don't know why she picked ginger. Yeah, it is. It is good.
It's warming. It's really good for you.
And isn't it good for digestion? I don't know what all ginger is good for.
Everything.
I know it's good for a lot of stuff. Yeah. And what's fun is that, you know, she's got these little chunks of ginger root in there, you know, so it's been all boiled with the water. She chunks it up and she zests it and puts it in the water. And then she puts these little chunks in there, you know, and it all boils up and everything. She leaves the chunks in there, you know. And she goes, I don't know if you want to chew the ginger, but it's in there. And so I chewed it, and it's like, and it's like, that's not bad, you know. And it's and it just chews right up. It's nice and tender chunks of ginger. So there you go.
Good time.
Hi, Tony. Hey, welcome everybody to the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dean and Joe and Eric. Hey, just want to welcome you all and thank you for a great great weekend we had. We had a great weekend in our music show, Dina Joe's music show that she had with all the hits from the Today in History songs from last week. And she gave me the list, so I put them all together for her. And we put it together, and she had a little promo thing going throughout the show, and it was fun. It was fun, Dina Joe. We had a great crowd, and it was a blast. People were really enjoying it. So congratulations on a successful music show.
Oh, thanks.
Did really good. And anytime you want to do something else, let me know. I'd be glad to turn over the music reins to you. You are the music queen. That'd be a lot of fun. Anyway, it was a good show. I don't know. I haven't decided what we're going to do this Friday. Maybe we'll do the same thing. I don't know. And a special thanks to everybody for everybody because over the weekend, because of that, and we're promoting downloads and all that stuff, you guys pushed us over 50,000 downloads. Mm-hmm. Thank you. We surpassed 50,000 downloads. What a good mark. Good mark. Yeah. Picked up some followers. So it was just a good time. Good time all around. Good music. That was a lot of good music. Somebody made a comment in the chat room. I don't know what we played. Oh, we played Somewhere.
Oh.
Over the Rainbow. I mean, it's like, oh. And then the next song. Boom, 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 boom.
Oh, that's funny.
It was hilarious. Somebody goes, man, that was kind of a culture shock there. We jumped five decades ahead, you know. It was fun. It was a lot of fun. But that's what's fun about that list, you know. There's no...
Yeah,
it's all kinds different of stuff. Yeah, and it's all kinds of stuff, and it's different time frames and times, and it's just good. Good times. Sanda, chewing a bit and holding it in your mouth for a minute is or so is really good. Yeah, ginger. Exactly, mm-hmm. Ginger. Yeah. And speaking of Sanda, she's got a new Van Life Pantry show posted. Posted. She's got a new one posted. Check it out. Download it. Check it out. Give her a follow. It's a good show. She's always got a lot of good information there. She says ginger has antiviral and antibacterial properties. Yeah, that's it. Mm-hmm. That's it. You know, and we say it all the time on this show. We are into home remedies or natural healing stuff. We're into that here. You know, there's so much good stuff out there. We've gotten away from, we need to get back into. And I tell you what, this ginger tea and all that stuff and vitamin C, you get it in your system, and I don't care what's trying to attack you. It'll kick you right out of you. That with your natural immune system, bam! Viruses are gone. Yeah. Had a guy come out cleaning my gutters a couple days ago, and he said, hey, you doing all that stuff? I go, nope, not doing, not taking, I don't take no shots. He goes, no, me either. He goes, and you know what? I haven't been sick for decades. I go, neither have I. I mean, come to think of it, I mean, yeah, you have the occasional cold, and maybe a little, touch of the flu every now and then. But, you know, as long as you keep doing all that stuff there, bam. I mean, you take care of yourself and your natural immune system. That's how we're made. That's how we're made. So it's just good stuff. Good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Flying Ham Jr. Nice
Hi,
to
Flying
see
Ham
you.
Hi, Flying Ham Jr. Hey, good to see you. Man.
So good to see you.
Yeah, it
Hope
is.
You're doing well.
Hey, well, I see A-Dog's in the house. A-Dog in the house. And you know what that means.
Hey, Smith.
Hey, the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina, Joe, and Eric presents the A-Dog Sports Report starting right now.
Morning, everybody.
Aaron, how's it going, A-Dog? What's up?
It's going good. I mean, my Broncos lost their second game in a row yesterday to Pittsburgh.
Oh no!
But the thing is, I was happy that Bridgewater cleared the whole concussion protocol, so he was able to play.
Oh, there you go.
Hi.
Yeah, that's why I was worried about that a little bit, but I'm glad he was able to play against Pittsburgh yesterday.
Uh huh.
Mm hmm.
Well, you know, they might. Do they play him again?
No, that's like the only time they're going to be playing Pittsburgh this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else exciting catch your eye during the weekend full of sports?
Well, I pretty much watched a lot of playoff baseball.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, I saw the American League wild card game, the National League wild card game, and then game one of both American League Division Series between the Astros and White Sox and then the Rays and Red Sox.
Uh-huh.
And then yeah. I saw the Game 3 of the Division Series between the Astros and White Sox a little bit yesterday. And there was a good – like the whole stadium out there in Chicago was packed.
Oh, jeez. That thing was full of people. Yeah.
White Sox. Yeah, full of White Sox fans. Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was packed. They called it a blackout night. They called it a blackout. Everybody's wearing their black.
Yeah, black. Yeah. It's similar to like the black hole in Las Vegas for the Raiders.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Did you see that play? Honestly. That play where the guy, he hits the ball down the first baseline. He's off the bag. The Houston guy picks it up, throws it to home plate.
I saw that. I was a bit confused at what was kind of going on.
I don't know how they let it get away.
Yeah, I don't know. Some of the rules in Major League Baseball can be a little hard to understand, like a little complicated.
Yeah, because he deliberately ran into the infield to take that throw away from that guy. And he throws the ball and hits him in the arm, so it deflects the ball and they couldn't get that. Because they had that guy at home.
Exactly.
And then they say, oh, no, that's okay. That's a good play. What? I don't know. I was questioning some of those calls, especially at home plate. I mean, it's like, you know, the Sox pitcher's up there. He's getting all these, you know, the inside corner calls, outside corner calls, and this and that. And the Houston guy's up there, and he's getting them called balls. And it's like,
yeah.
What?
Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, and my favorite part is that new score thing on the lower right-hand corner for Fox. I actually really like it because it has, like, it will have, like, graphics now. Like, when there was, like, an RBI, it will show the letters RBI with, like, a home plate with the team's logo on it.
Yeah.
And then, like, a walk. It's pretty cool. I actually really like it.
Yeah, I do, too. I don't see nothing wrong with that at all.
Not at all. Because I remember for the NFL on Fox, they've had this for a while. Whenever any team scores a touchdown, they'll put the player's name who scored and then just the full word touchdown on the bottom of the screen.
Uh-huh.
Just like a giant graphic on the screen.
Well, you can't be any more confusing than the ones that are on the TV for cricket. I mean, every channel that televises a cricket match, it's different. And I mean, it takes you an hour to figure out what their all their stats mean. You know, what are these?
I bet.
Yeah, so that's hard. But yeah, it was good. And then college football. Did you watch any college football on Saturday at all?
No, I'm trying to this year, but I've been like caught up with, you know, playoff baseball and that kind of stuff. And then here in about less than 10 days is going to be the start of the NBA season.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the NBA season. And I heard the two teams going to be playing on opening night are going to be the defending champion Milwaukee Bucks against the Brooklyn Nets.
Wow.
So, and that's supposed to be like a rematch because those two met in the second round of the NBA playoffs last season.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I believe the Bucks won, and I still remember the performance Giannis Antetokounmpo had in the finals. It was just absolutely something that I've never seen anybody do before in the finals.
Wow.
Like there was games where he scored 40 in the series clincher, he scored 50 points. And I was like, are you kidding me?
Huh.
Like 50 points right on the nose.
Wow.
I know. It just blows me away how good of a basketball player he is. And because I've heard the story that back in Greece, he started as like a street vendor to work his way up to becoming like who he is today.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, and then don't forget tomorrow, hockey starts. Their season starts tomorrow, the 12th.
Yeah, and I can't wait for Wednesday, too, because my Avalanche are going to have their home opener against Chicago. That game's supposed to be on TNT as well, but it's supposed to be like the later game or something, so I'll probably like record it and watch it later.
Grammy had to go into Comcast, me and your mom's favorite company. Comcast. Welcome back.
Well, here with Xfinity, there's like a huge debacle with Altitude Sports where you would watch the Nuggets and the Avalanche, and they still haven't like reached a deal to bring it back, which is kind of absurd. So now I have to wait
for almost 2 years now.
Yeah, it's almost 2 years, and I have to wait until
you pay. You should be able to see your local teams. It's just
I tell you,
yeah, like we could see the Rockies like anytime. They play on AT&T Sportsnet, but with the Avalanche and the Nuggets, we have to wait until they're on like a national TV schedule, like on TNT or or ESPN or something like that. It's kind of ridiculous.
It is crazy. It is crazy.
Yeah, but if they're in the playoffs, then you'll be able to see them a little bit more.
Well, when she was in there, they say, "Oh, you know, you have DVR. You know, you can record." And she goes, "Yeah, my husband says he's not really too much into that recording stuff." And they talked her into, "Well, let us activate it. And, you know, let us activate it." So the option's there. And so I was watching TV, and all of a sudden these notices came over the TV. You can now record. And I'm going, what the French toast is going on here? So anyway, I got hooked on it, Aaron. I got hooked on recording games. Yeah, on recording games. And now I'm like,
That's how I try to watch games later for my sports journal, honestly.
I tell you, Aaron, and I'm like you. I go and I'll record a game that I want to see or something, and it's like, no, no, don't tell me. Don't tell me the score. Don't tell me the score. I want to watch the game. No.
Yeah. Well, I found some more sports jokes for you if you want to hear some.
Yeah. Lay them on it, man.
What's all right. One? Where do pitchers sit at lunch?
I don't know.
Behind the plate.
Oh.
Okay, here's one. Why did the fish refuse to play basketball?
I didn't want
to get caught in the net.
He was afraid of the net.
Yeah, okay. Close, yeah, all right.
Close.
Okay. Close. What happens when a dinosaur gets a goal?
I don't know. What?
A dino score.
Oh, there you go. A dino score.
Okay, here's one. Prior to turning on the TV to watch a recorded soccer game, I said to my wife, "Don't tell me the score." She replied, "Don't worry, there wasn't any."
No, that's a good one. That's a good
one. And then one more. What fast food chain is most likely to win a basketball tournament?
I don't know which one.
Dunkin' Donuts.
No. Should have known that one.
Wait,
hey, Aaron.
Yeah, what? Go ahead.
No, go on, Aaron. What?
Never mind. Just go ahead.
Well, I was going to cut you loose, buddy.
Yeah, I know. Say,
thanks
I know.
For the shot. But, thanks for
yeah, you're welcome.
And it's always good to have you for the few minutes we have you with giving this sport. So thanks a lot,
absolutely.
Man.
Absolutely.
And we'll look forward to your report on next Monday. Next Monday.
Thanks, right. Aaron.
Thanks, Aaron. See ya. Love you, buddy.
Dog Sports Report by Aaron. Yeah. Good times. Good times. Yeah, this Comcast thing, Dina Joe. I mean, I was sitting there. I don't know. I was asleep, and then I just wake up. Boing! You know how you just wake out of a hard, cold sleep? You know, you just wake up because something's on your mind. I woke up, and it's like I'm thinking about Comcast, and I'm thinking, because I still have this Wi-Fi issue in my house. We're here in the studio. The Wi-Fi is like so strong. It's unbelievable, you know. But go down to the other end of the house in my big TV room. It's like hardly anything, you know. It's like, what's going on? And so they made a mistake of showing me how to test the Wi-Fi speed on my phone. So I've got all the ammo I need now to go marching into their office. And I figured out that we pay $3,000 a year for Comcast.
Oh, I believe it. I believe it.
That blew my mind.
Oh yeah, because just the channel. Now, from what I'm understanding, you can quit the cable part if you have the internet, mm-hmm. and then with the internet, then you can stream. But then right. you know, you can get. I think Peacock is free. Some of them are free, but then you have to go into, okay, which sports ones I want, and then you're paying mm-hmm. for that. Does it equal up to the total amount of the other? Right. I don't know.
Yeah. I bet it exceeds it.
I don't know, because I was thinking about it, and I know I only watch maybe two channels.
Yeah,
and that's it. And so yeah. if we kept a, you know, at that with okay, you can only watch two channels, two, that's it. You pick your two you want and pay for them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, it might be cheaper.
I don't know, PBG? I don't know. All I know is I lost my Amazon Prime TV.
Oh, why did you quit it?
No, I didn't quit it. The family member that had it, that I got it off of them, they quit it. They must have quit it.
Oh, it wasn't yours.
No. They came for a visit, and you know, I was rich. He came for a visit, and they wanted you know, TV for a little bit to watch. And so he goes, "Hey, you mind if I put your TV up on it?" And he hooked it up, and he hooked me all up and put me on his Prime TV thing. Cool. And then they left, and that was like Grammy was saying, that was like almost 3 years ago, you know. Oh. Almost 3 years ago. So we've been having Prime TV all this time, and I hadn't watched it for a while. And I thought, let's see what's going on Prime. And it says, you got to sign up for Prime. I went, oh crap. So my free Prime TV is
there. That's funny.
You need to take care of your dad.
What are you eating? Should I even ask? But you're just like, all I keep hearing is these lips smacking.
It's one of those vitamin C things. A lozenge.
Oh. Yeah.
Thanks, Sonda. At least she's paying attention to the show.
Well, he told me what he was eating prior to the show and about maybe two. So I was like, that's all I could think of him eating, cottage cheese with something else. And I'm like,
tuna.
Tuna.
Cottage cheese and tuna.
For breakfast.
Yeah. I was getting my omegas. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah. The big penny treat. I wonder if she still eats that. I don't know.
Is that what she eats?
Now, when we were growing up and kids, you know, I mean, I'd wander into the house, you know, and Penny'd be in the kitchen and she's making her a bowl. And I'd be looking at it like, what are you making? Get away from me. You know how kids are. You know how brothers and sisters are all. Hey, get away from me. Don't love me. And it was like cottage cheese and tuna. Yeah. She'd make cottage cheese and tuna. She'd mix it all together and eat that. And it was like.
Oh,
and
no.
Me being a cottage cheese lover. And I like tuna. Grammy made this big old thing, a tuna salad. So we were going to have it on sandwiches that we never did end up having because she made a slow cooker lasagna instead. Mmm. So I opened up this bowl in there, this big Tupperware bowl in our refrigerator. I go, what's in this bowl? Is this soup, leftover soup? I opened it up. It was like tuna. I went, ooh, tuna.
Oh, no.
She had hid in the corner of the refrigerator this container, this of large curd cottage cheese. So I started. I'd make a dip. I made a dip, and I was eating it with corn chips. Yeah, oh yeah, it's good stuff.
Oh,
and so she comes out. She goes, "What are you?"
And then coffee. Oh, gross.
She goes, "What are you eating? What are you eating?" I go, "I'm eating tuna. Tuna with some cottage cheese." And she goes, "Did you open the cottage cheese that's in the door? Or did you find the one I hid in the back?" I go,
"So gross.
You hid one in the back? I guess that was hidden. The back." She goes, "That was for me. Yours is on the door." I went, yum, yum. So anyway, oh, that's good stuff, man.
No.
Makes a good dip when you use it with tortilla chips. You put your cottage cheese and some of that tuna salad in there, equal portions. You mix it all up. Throw some black pepper on in there. And then mix it all up, and then you got a nice dip for watching college football with.
No.
What do you mean, no?
I'll take some real cheese, please.
Well, yeah, you could dip the real cheese in the dip.
You can have that. I'll take the cheese. You can have that stuff.
I'll take some
real cheese and some real tuna. A big old
I'm going to crunch that lozenge for you.
Oh, you better be careful you don't break a tooth.
That would be bad, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Vitamin C. Yeah. No, that's just good stuff. I mean, I'm convinced with cottage cheese, you can make anything into a dip. And I usually do. If I got a container of cottage cheese in there, I'll make anything a dip. You know, you got cottage cheese, you want a little more flavor in there, and you don't have any salsa in that. Yeah. Throw some Tabasco sauce and ketchup in there. There you go. That's poor man's salsa right there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my Lord.
Next time I come to Colorado, I'm making you all this stuff, Dina Jo. Yeah.
I'm not eating it.
I'm taking over your kitchen. I'm going to take over your kitchen and just make all this stuff for you. Yeah.
No, thank you.
That's good stuff. Good stuff. Hey, so I saw that. I says, I don't even like cheese.
But I like Brussels. But like,
oh.
Cop 10449, welcome.
Hi. That's, hey, but Flying Ham Jr. Melted cheese on Brussels sprouts. Buddy, that's the bomb right there, man. That's some good eating. I love both cheese and Brussels sprouts.
I would like Brussels sprouts when they're like caramelized in a pan.
Yeah.
Like you roast caramelized in like bacon fat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good roast on them. Yeah. Crunchy. Kind of on the crunchy. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Squishy and mushy Brussels sprouts. That's an acquired taste because that's kind of a weird texture.
That's like old people. Like no teeth.
What are you saying? I like them like that. No, I like them both ways. I like them both ways. Wow. I like them crunchy and I like them kind of mushy too. I like Brussels sprouts. Brussels sprouts are good. I like asparagus too. Do you like asparagus?
Wow. Yeah, I do. I just don't like it. Whippy, whippy, whippy.
Yeah, it's got. I like it. See, Grammy, she'll
like
love.
Barely cooked. I don't know how you do it so that it's just perfect.
I don't know either. Grammy, she roasts that stuff like you were saying, that you like to roast stuff. Mm-hmm. She'll put a big old roasting pan in there with all kinds of veggies in it, virgin oil or whatever.
Puts
olive oil on it and puts it in the oven, cranks it up to about 450 and bakes all that stuff. Man, that is just – and then she'll make it and serve it with a dip. You know, it's like – I like ranch dip, so – You know, and you just jab your little potatoes or your mushrooms, your asparagus, your Brussels sprouts, onions. I mean, she puts all kinds of stuff in there and roasts it up. And then you just dip it in the sauce and munch out, man. Munch out. It's just good. That's good stuff. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I was going to ask you something. We got off on that topic there and I forgot.
Yes, hollandaise sauce is quite delicious.
Holiday sauce?
Hollandaise.
Holiday.
Not holiday.
Holiday sauce.
Oh, my Lord.
What is it?
People are listening to us and learning their English.
Oh, Hollandaise. Oh, I see.
I really.
Captain 448 wrote it down. Hollandaise.
Yes.
Hollandaise. So I've been saying it wrong all these times. Holiday. I want some of that holiday sauce.
That's why they look at you like, what? Okay. Yeah. You bloody American.
And then, and then Grammy's mouthing the words to him. Hollandaise. Hollandaise. Oh, okay.
Don't mind him.
That's what you get on. That's what you get on Eggs Benedict.
Yes, but they also put it on. You can get it. Put it on your asparagus. If you buy the semi homemade, you buy the package of hollandaise sauce. It usually shows asparagus on it. Yes.
Oh, they say you would probably get cranberry sauce if you said holiday.
Yeah.
probably right. And you know what? That would be okay too, because I like cranberry.
Well, yeah. I only like that cranberry, and I thought we had this discussion before, if it's more of like a, what is it? I don't like the stuff that comes out of the can and just,
you don't like the, you don't like the spam version of,
I like the one that you get at the deli, and it's got walnuts in it and little pieces of pineapple
and chunks of cranberry. Oranges,
I can't remember. Yes. And cranberry. Oh, yeah. So good.
Yeah. That's good. That's good stuff. But I like the other stuff too, because the other stuff that comes out of the can, the other stuff that comes out of the can is what you put on your leftover Thanksgiving sandwiches the next day.
You slice it.
Yeah. You slice it and put it on there, and with your Thanksgiving dinner on a bread. Yeah.
Yes, cute. Done with, yes, mandarin oranges and stuff. Oh, so good. I can't remember if it was pineapple or oranges or what it was, but it has one of those citruses in it and a nut, and it is just delicious.
See, and that's why I like this time of year, because we're coming into the holidays. All this holiday
stuff that you usually only eat once a year, huh?
Yeah.
Or two times.
And why is that? I don't know, but it is. Yeah. Yeah. You only eat that stuff once or twice. Yeah. I don't know, but it's good. It is just good, good stuff. Mm-hmm. You know? Oh man, I need to take a sip of coffee.
Yes. Let's lift up
our cups, and we're going to take a sip of coffee. And while we're doing that, Big Penny's going to promote the show for us. So grab your cup. Pick it up. We salute all you, all our fine friends and followers and family members. You guys are the best. Have a sip of coffee on me.
Hi, this is Big Penny, and you're listening to Old Man Podcast with Dina Joe and Eric. How those two ever agreed to do this with my baby brother is beyond me. Better them than me. Enjoy the show. Later, Gators.
Thanks, Big Penny. I always tell her she sounds like Minnie Mouse. And she told me, she goes, we need to redo these. We need to do these recordings in the morning when my voice is lower. And I go, your voice is low? Hi, AJFJ. She goes, your voice is low? She goes, yeah, it's lower now. I go, all right, whatever. All right, Minnie. Good times. But yeah, that's what I like about it. So let me ask you, Dina Joe, are you and Grammy, what are you thinking? You guys thinking a cooking show? What are you thinking?
I don't know. I was thinking of calling Grant. I haven't talked to her, so I have to talk to her.
Yeah. First. Well, I think you should check it out. Cupton, are you leaving? Mm-hmm. Cupton 449, if you're checking out. Thanks for stopping.
See you later. Thanks for coming by. Oh, no. You're not. Okay, good.
Oh, yeah.
I thought I saw you say later, so I thought, maybe they're leaving. So, okay, good. Stay around. We're glad you have you here.
Because you know, Dina Joe, that if you do a cooking with Dina Joe and Grammy before the month ends, you have been doing them for a year. Because the very first one was in October last year. So it's a good stuff. And it's such a good show. Maybe we get Sonda. You could talk to Sonda and have her call in or whoever. Open it up to the ladies so they could call in and talk about their holiday special stuff they like to make and cook. I don't know. That's up to you. Whatever you want to do.
We'll figure it out. Do.
Yeah. I'm not the boss of you.
No, you're not. That is for sure. Yeah.
Lettuce.
I might have Tuttles on.
Yeah. Yeah. But did you say lettuce? Lettuce?
Lettuce? What are you talking about?
I thought you said lettuce. No. I don't know. There's just something about lettuce.
No. I didn't say lettuce.
I don't know. Let us be lettuce. Sure of that. Lettuce? Lettuce? I don't know. But anyway, I love home. I love my homemade banana pudding. Oh, I love banana pudding. Grandma
made it. See, now, it's easier than you think, right, Coopton? Is it? It's not that hard. It's just you have to continually stir it, correct? So it doesn't burn or scorch. That's the only thing.
I never see when Grammy's making it. I never see when she's making it. I always see the end result. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good stuff. And she tries to buy, she'll buy bananas for that sole purpose of making banana pudding and that kind of stuff. But I end up eating the bananas. And she goes, "Would you stop eating these bananas?" I go, "They're good. I like them." She goes, "You want bananas or do you want banana pudding?" So she always got to hide some. She's always got to hide them and get them away from me. You can't keep that stuff in our house. I mean, she makes a big, huge bowl of it too. And it's like, "Do you want some pumpkin? You know, it's pumpkin. Do you want some banana pudding?" I go, "Yeah, just bring me the bowl and a spoon."
Well, I remember growing up, they would always make that one with, was the banana pudding with the little, what are those little cookies? And then
vanilla wafers.
Yes, it's vanilla wafers. But what was it called? Wasn't it called something? Just banana pudding with vanilla wafers? I thought it was called something.
That's how Grammy makes it, with vanilla pudding. Yeah, that's how she makes it.
Welcome back to, with those little wafers.
Yes. Gotta have vanilla wafers. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And it's so good with that stuff. Oh. She learned to cook on a wood stove. Cupton 449 learned to cook on a wood stove. Cool. I tell you what, wood stove cooking, that's something. My kids' great-great-grandmother, Grandma Juana, had a house with an old cook stove in it. Well, it was old to us, but she kind of grew up with it. And she did all her cooking on that wood stove. The kids' grandpa Pete would go over there and always made sure she had wood, always cut up wood, split wood for her. And she did all her cooking on that wood stove. And she never paid for heating because that wood stove would just heat that house. You know, it'd heat that house up. But the cooking on a wood stove, something about that fire inside that cast iron stove, man. I tell you what, that was just some good stuff. I need one now for your basement. I think if I had to get a wood, if I wanted a wood stove in my house, instead, they're nice, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, it was in the basement of the first house. Well, my ex-husband and us in Colorado Springs, and it warmed the whole thing up. It was awesome. It was awesome, and in fact, it actually went up to the other. You know, warmed the whole house.
Oh yeah.
But especially down, you know, the rooms that were down there. Mm-hmm. It's a nice size basement too. So,
yeah. Now, see, we have a fireplace, and they're not as efficient for heating.
Thanks for coming.
But they still will heat the house up, you know. But I always said if I got to a point where I wanted to buy a wood stove for heating, I would just get me a kitchen wood stove, a kitchen cooking wood stove.
Uh-huh.
Well, yeah, I would just do that because there's nothing better than wood heat, you know, wood stove heat. That's how we heated our house up in Prescott Valley all the time. We had that house built. We put a wood stove in the family, in the main living room as you walk in the door, main living room there. And it would it'd heat the whole house. I mean, I would get carried away putting wood in it, you know, and turning the damper down and, you know, adjusting the flutes and everything. And I mean, you'd have to open up the windows because it gets so stinking hot.
They really work.
Open up all the windows and the doors and get this house cooled down. And everybody's running around in shorts and tank tops while there's like 3 foot of snow outside. Yeah, that wood heat, that is good stuff.
Flying Ham says, Flying Ham Jr. says they have one too.
Really, yeah, I got enough wood around the house right now because I had those trees chopped down. I had them split the wood for me. I've got the wood. Yeah, I could get through a summer. I mean, a winter if we lost our power in that. As a matter of fact, last year we lost our power. We were heating the house and cooking in the fireplace. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
I made campfire coffee in there. Yeah.
Yep.
Do anything. You can do anything. If you got a wood stove or a fireplace, you know, you can cook. You know, what am I going to do? How am I going to cook? You got a fireplace, cook in the fireplace. You know, it's just like going camping. You just cook on the fire. Yeah. Yeah. I've got a special grate that goes inside my fireplace that you start the fire, you throw the grate in there, and there you go. You can put pans on top of it. You can, it's all fun. As a matter of fact, it is fun. It is fun. I want the power to go out. Yeah, let the power go out. Let the power go out, please. It always goes out for a couple hours. Never stays out for very long. Last year, as a matter of fact, last year the little home we have next door to us is a little old folks home.
Yes.
Yeah, they're taking care of elderly people in there, and the power was out. And I think we were going into the second day the power was out. And I saw the kid was outside shoveling snow. I go, hey, how are you guys doing in there with your tenants, you know, the old people?
Yeah.
Oh, we got them all bundled up and everything. I go, you guys got a wood stove or a fireplace? Yeah, we got a wood stove. I can't remember what he said, wood stove or fireplace. I go, well, you got wood? He goes, yeah, we got a little bit of wood in the back of my dad's truck. I go, well, let me see how much wood you got. And he showed me. It's like 6 pieces of wood. I go, are you kidding me? That's it? I go, look, son, if you need wood, you come over here, because I got a big wood, a big wood box on the side of my house. You just come over here and help yourself to wood. Don't let them old people get cold.
Yeah.
You know, help yourself. Take what you need. Just do it. Really? He goes, really? I go, yeah, really? You don't want them people to get cold and sick? Yeah, keep your house nice and warm for them.
Yeah.
And shortly after we did that, the power came back on, so they didn't need to. But yeah, I mean, there you go. Ah, somebody wants my truck. I got dinged a message.
I heard it.
Yeah.
Say it's not me.
Get out of here. You guys ain't getting my truck. The dealer. I found me somebody else to take care of my truck because I've lost confidence in the dealer. And so I haven't been to the dealer, and they're always sending me messages. Where you been? What come your truck's due? How come you haven't come in? We want you. Please sell us your truck. Please, please get out of here. I'm going to do that. Whatever. Alrighty. Huh?
Alrighty.
Well, let's see. I think it's about that time. Don't you think it's about that time?
Yeah.
I think it's about that time.
Alrighty. I'm ready.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock.
You know what time it is?
Rock.
What time is it? It's time for Dina Joe's Today in Music History. So get out there, order yourself up a couple of cheeseburgers with fries and a couple of root beer floats to wash it down with. Here she is, ladies and gentlemen, the hostess with the mostest, Dina Jo.
Yeah, baby.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. All right, let's start to get our music on. Music history for October 11th. This day in history, we're going to start with the year 1961. I never heard of this group. There's another group. It's the Highwaymen. And then there's one with Willie Nelson and two other guys, and it's Highwayman, I think. I don't know. It's kind of similar. Yeah. But this is the Highwaymen. We're number one on the UK singles chart with Michael. Michael, Row Your Boat Ashore, a version of the African-American work song. The U.S. group's only UK top 40 hit. The Highwaymen were an American 1960s collegiate folk group. They originated at Wesleyan University in Midtown, Connecticut. The Highwaymen were college students who broke up when, of course, when they graduated. Michael sold over 1 million copies and it was awarded a gold record. Here is the Highwaymen with Michael.
I didn't realize it sold that many copies. Boy, that's calming. Isn't that calming?
I always remember the song growing up.
Yeah, I do too. I remember running around the house singing it.
Yeah, as little kids.
That's the Highwaymen with Michael. It's funny, yeah. this particular version I got of it is off the album Los Bandoleros, which is, I guess, Spanish for the Highwaymen, Los Bandoleros.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Oh, see? Weird, huh? Yeah, Tuttles agreed with me, but he was saying I was correct. There is one called the Highwaymen, and it's Johnny Cash, Willie Nelson, and Christopher Christopherson. Huh. So, yeah, that's why I was confused when I was like, this year doesn't match the group. So, yeah kind of confusing. All right, we're going to move to the year 1974. Singer-songwriter John Denver was number one on the UK singles chart with Annie's Song, also known as You Fill Up My Senses, is a folk, rock, and country song. The song was a tribute to his wife at the time, Annie Martel Denver. Denver wrote the song in about 10 and a half minutes one day on the ski lifts on top of Aspen Mountain in Aspen, Colorado. As a physical exhilaration of having just skied down a very difficult run and feeling totally immersed in the beauty and colors and sounds that filled all the senses that inspired him to think of his wife. Here is John Denver with Annie's Song.
You fill up my senses like night in a forest, like the mountains in springtime.
He's a Colorado guy, isn't he? Did
like
a
walk
in the rain, like a storm in the desert.
John Denver.
Like a sleepy blue ocean.
This is from his album Back Home Again.
You fill Annie up song. My senses.
Thanks, John. Come fill me. Yeah, it was sad when he died.
Yeah, plane crash, I believe.
Right? Plane crash. Yeah,
welcome.
I think it was a plane that he actually built.
He built himself, yeah. I think I was just reading, but I've done a lot of days this week, and I've been doing a lot of these days, so my music is all messed up from what I was researching. All right, so we're going to move on to the year 1976. Dutch country pop band Pussycat started a four-week run at number one on the UK singles chart with Mississippi, making them the first Dutch act to top the UK chart. The song is an appreciation of old-time country music and how rock music took its soul. Mississippi was the group's first number one single in their hometown. Pussycat were a band formed of three sisters, Tawny, Betty, and Maureen. Here is Pussycat with Mississippi.
Someone played a honky-tonk guitar.
Oh, that's good. That's good steel guitar work right there.
The lights will go out one by one. The people join the sun.
Mississippi.
And the wind
by the group Pussycat.
Yes.
Not to be confused with Pussycats.
Dolls.
Because I was looking all over the place for this song with the Pussycat dolls, and I'm going, what the? Where? And I finally found it and went,
Yes, different one. Different Pussycat. All right, we're going to move on to the year 1986, and you're welcome, Coopton. With Janet Jackson. American singer Janet Jackson started a two-week run at number one on the U.S. singles chart with When I Think of You, her first U.S. number one, a number 10 hit in the U.K. for her third studio album, Control. The song is about a person who finds relief and fun in a lover. When this song hit number one, both Michael and Janet became the first and only siblings to each have a number one solo hit in the U.S. Here is Janet Jackson with When I Think of You. Okay, bye, Flynn Am. Junior, nice to see you.
Have a good day, buddy.
Okay, I remember this one now.
Janet Jackson, When I Think of You. I bet sound guys hated doing her shows because she just never had a booming voice, you know. And so they'd always have to try to, I'm sure they had to try to crank her up so people could hear her outside of, you know, above all the music that's going on. That old-time singer, Andy Williams.
Yeah.
Remember him? He was the same way. He sang so soft. He had a great voice, but there was no punch, no power, and he sang so soft.
Flying ham,
they used to have to crank the volume on his mics and all that stuff, you know? something. Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry.
I know. I don't know if
I went to a went to a Janet Jackson concert, and when I was looking for tickets, I was kind of late. You know, the show had already been scheduled and everything. And I'm looking for tickets. And the lady goes, oh, look who's in the chat room. Grammy.
Hi, Grammy.
The lady selling me the tickets. I go, yeah, I don't know what's going to be available, so I'll just take whatever I can. And she's looking around and she goes, oh, my. I go, oh, what does that mean? She goes, how does five rows from the stage center stage seem? What? So we I got the tickets to a Janet Jackson concert where five rows from the stage center stage. I mean, it's like she's just right there, you know. And I never realized just how little of a woman Janet Jackson is.
Tiny.
Yeah, she's just a tiny thing. Yeah, yeah. What a fun concert, though.
Look at Tuttle's. Tuttle's wife. My wife won a contest and got flown to Hawaii for the taping for her special.
Oh, that'd be awesome! Oh, how
cool! They could only fit. Did she have to? She got to go by herself. No, no Tuttle's. Tuttle's had to stay home with the kids.
She's going woohoo party. So, do you think that her success was really tied to her brother Michael? I mean, do you think she scooted along on his coattails?
I'm sure they thought, oh, it's his sister, but I think she's talented.
When she started, when she started performing, they could see that she can hold her own. She can hold her own.
I don't like it when people do that. You know,
he may have been what helped get her in the door.
Because they were related.
But once she started performing, she could carry her own.
Right.
You know, she could carry her own.
did any of the other brothers that were like a part of the Jackson 5, did any of them go solo and try to do it and couldn't do it because they really didn't have
voice? As a matter of fact, yes. And so did LaToya. Yeah, there was other Jackson members that tried to, but they didn't make it because they weren't as talented. Exactly. But Janet was and is. I think she, I think she's still performing. She's a very talented artist.
Mm-hmm. Very talented.
I remember, what was she in that one TV show? What TV show was she in, Eric? Good Times. Yeah, she's just a little kid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's so funny.
Okay, sorry. There we got off on a little tangent there.
No, that's good. All right, we're going to go to the year 1986. Another woman, American singer Madonna, was number one on the UK singles chart with the title track from her third studio album, True Blue. Her the title and name of the song came from a favorite expression of her then husband, Sean Penn, and was a direct tribute to him. At the time, she was very much in love with him, and the whole album was inspired by her feelings for her husband. Here is Madonna with True Blue off the album of the same name, True Blue.
Great beat. This is a great beat.
I love Joy.
Oh, before I forget, hi, Grammy.
Hi, Poetic.
Hi, Po.
And baby. Hi, Archie Reed. Welcome.
I never knew love before till you walked through my
that door.
Sing it, Grammy, sing it!
Go, Grammy, go! This is True Blue by Madonna and Grammy.
Hey! Good morning, everyone! True
Blue! Now, see, we said this before about Madonna that, you know, she had a great marketing team behind her. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's just a great marketing team, but if it wasn't that she was such a good talent, the marketing wouldn't have done any good, you know. But she is some, she's somebody that I think, despite all that marketing, she could have still done it on her own. She's just a very talented person. Grammy, what the heck are you doing?
She's coming to say hi.
Yes.
Oh, Grammy, hello, Flying Ham. Flying Ham Jr. says hi.
Oh, good morning, Little Flying Junior. Ham Junior. Oinky, 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 oinky.
Hi, Lady Lee.
All right, Dina Jo.
All right, we're going to move to the year 1997. English rock band The Verve started a four-week run at number one on the UK's album chart with their third album, Urban Hymns. The band's best-selling release featured Bittersweet Symphony. It is currently ranked the 15th best-selling album. Here is The Verve with Bittersweet Symphony from their album, Urban Hymns. I love this song. Great song.
And I think this is the only number one from them just here in the States, as they had no additional hits in the States since then.
Huh. Now, is this just an instrumental?
No.
Yeah. It's got lyrics. Hey, Joel. Welcome back, Mr. Ray.
Sounds beautiful. I remember this song.
Oh, it's a great song.
Yeah.
Hi.
I've always liked that rock.
Okay.
I've always liked that rock opera type sound.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it's a bittersweet symphony that's live.
Bittersweet Sympathy by The Verve.
Hey.
Excellent song.
Good song. You're a slave to your money, then you die.
Oh. Very direct.
Yes. Hi, Monique. Welcome. All right. We are going to end in the year 2009. American singer Barbra Streisand went number one on the U.S. albums chart with Love is the Answer. Barbra's ninth album, making her the only artist to have a number one album America in five different decades. Here is Barbra Streisand with Here's to Life off her Love is the Answer album. Hi, Spicoli.
Hi, Mr. Steels.
No complaints and no regrets. I still believe in chasing dreams.
The only thing I've ever liked about Barbra Streisand is her singing voice.
For I have learned that what you give is all you get. So give it all you've got.
She's got a great Broadway singing voice. She could be a, you know, Broadway singer and that kind of stuff.
I had my share. I drank my fill. And even though I'm satisfied, I'm hungry still.
No,
to
Barbra.
See what's down in another
Here's to life. Barbra Streisand. Thanks, Barb. Or what?
Thanks,
her
Babs.
Babs. I was gonna say her nickname was Babs.
Babs. See you later, Babs.
Thanks, Babs. All right. Well, good job. Thanks, Dina Jo.
You're welcome.
I don't know, Dina Jo. I'm kind of thinking we should do a Friday night. Do it again Friday night where we play all the songs from this week. What do you think?
Yeah, or at least you can keep a list of them and use it when you're stumped, you know, and you don't have just. Play them, make a list.
Yeah, but we, I hear what you're saying. And, yeah. But we had such fun, such a good time last week. Let's just go ahead and do it again this Friday.
Oh, thank you, Rounding Third. Thank
Ooh,
you.
Okay. You're going to be greedy.
Sure.
All right, we'll do it.
All right.
We'll do a different, we'll hook up, you and I will hook up and do another.
Yeah, there's some fun ones coming up. Sorry about that. Sorry, I spoke over you. There's some fun ones coming
what,
up.
What, you're apologizing screen. Now?
I know. I was doing 18 the week.
Months
you know.
Of it.
Ah, blah, blah. Over the weekend, I was doing, you know, the.
Good morning, Gina.
Hi, Gina.
Grammy does the same thing. We just.
So, yeah, there's some good ones coming up throughout the week.
All right, well, let's plan on it. This Friday, we'll have another Friday
Hi,
night music show where Dina Jo is presenting her. Today in Music History Songs
yeah,
this Friday. Sounds
fun.
Great. It's just a good show. Good job. All right. All right.
Thanks, guys.
Maybe we can get Grammy to come to it this time. She's been busy. Grammy's been busy working on a blanket project. And I'm telling you what, it is just absolutely beautiful, this blanket.
Ooh, I'm sure we'll see pictures. Can't wait.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll get pictures. Get pictures taken. So good times. So Grammy, what got you out of bed and on the phone this early?
A mistake.
Oh.
A mistake. Why? Please explain to us.
I'm supposed to get up early tomorrow.
Oh.
Why? What's tomorrow?
You don't have it written down?
You should know. You're supposed to know.
No, I don't. You are my calendar.
Yes, you're right, Gina. I did.
Oh my goodness.
But that's all right.
You mean you don't remember, old man? He's in trouble. Where am I not in trouble?
Okay. I love you too, Gina. That's all right.
Well, seriously, what's going on tomorrow? I don't remember.
Honey, if you can't remember.
Ooh, you're in trouble. ooh.
Guess I'll be outside with the crickets.
doesn't say, can't even say dogs because you don't have one.
No, it ain't an anniversary. No anniversary. I know those. I've got those things written down places so I won't forget them. Won't be a birthday because I got that down. I've got that all figured out.
Sleeping in the garden. Yes, he is.
Oh, man.
We'll just have to come back
wait and see.
Oh, man. I hate those kinds of surprises.
Keep it squirming, Grammy. Ooh. Love it.
Oh my gosh. My gosh.
Hey, you know what today is, though? And tell me this isn't ridiculous.
What's that?
National Kimberly Day. Why does Kimberly have a day?
Kimberly?
Yes. If you're a Kimberly, Kimberly, or a Kim, today is all about you.
Huh. Oh, well, I'm Kim.
You're Kim?
I'm Kim.
Okay, I'm Kimber.
Oh, that's too funny. That's too funny.
I'll be Kimber. Kimber. I'm on the camp. We're all Kims, girls. We're all Kims.
Yeah.
Come on. Give me a break. And it just says that people Googled how to spell Kimberly. So they made Kimberly October 11th, National Kimberly Day. Give me a
break.
What? Oh. I know. How ridiculous is
Kimberly.
That?
That's right. That's my new nickname, Kimberly. Kim.
Okay.
Kim.
Yeah.
Kim.
Hey,
it's,
Kim.
It's also Columbus Day.
Yes, it is. Columbus Day. Old man.
Oh, you
that.
Did. Oh. Yeah.
It is also National Sausage Pizza Day.
Sausage Pizza Day?
Mm. Yeah.
Ooh.
I know. Look at them. Oh.
Yeah, poetic. Poetic.
Yes, and, I was just going to say it is Native Americans' People's Day. Native Americans are honored and celebrated in Indigenous People Day. Yes,
thanks for bringing that to our attention.
Thank you.
Yes,
And it's also International Day of the Girl Child.
Oh, yay! International Day of the Girl Child.
Tuttle says that it's Thanksgiving
in Canada.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, happy Thanksgiving, Tuttle family.
Yes.
Boy.
Hey, hold on a second here. Listen, look at this. Let's see. Post says that she's. Now I can read Navajo and Apache, but I don't know what that first. I don't know.
Chirichua? Apache?
Nice.
Apache?
Yeah. That's nice. Yeah. Yeah. That's nice. And Italian and a whole bunch of other stuff.
Okay.
She says, and Italian and a whole bunch of other stuff. You're like a little buffet. You're like a little buffet.
Oh, that's my. Like me. I'm Swiss. Mexican and a little of everything else, I guess. Yeah.
You know, I read a statistic, and you know what they say about statistics? 80% of statistics are made up. So there you go. But I read this thing that said by 2035, there are going to be more mixed races, more mixed people with several different ethnicities or whatever it's called in our blood than not. We're all going to be part of somebody else.
It's so, already there.
No, yeah. I know, but they're saying more so in the 30s and 2035. It's going to you know, we're almost going to be do away with individual what's the word?
Yep.
Ethnicity.
Thank you, Grammy.
Yeah. And I'm thinking, let's do it.
Human.
You know,
we're a human race.
Yeah.
It's just like even right now. That's it, Poe. That's the word I wanted. I can't say it, but that's the word I wanted. They say that redheads, true redheads, you know, or, you know, I've heard them called gingers. I don't know if that's a good, they like it or not. But anyway, true redheads in that are
spicy,
are almost gone. They've almost been bred out. And that's interesting. That's interesting, huh? That's how it is. Yeah.
Yeah, I was listening to see. I don't know if this George's Jungle Kelly on his show was talking about redheads and how you might think you're not a redhead, but you are a redhead. I'm not a redhead like Flying Ham is a redhead, but my hair, like if I'm out, it has a lot of red in it, and I never thought that was considered red. And she was saying from her statistic thing that she read during that yes, that is considered being a redhead. Don't know if that's true or not. Flying Ham, you're a redhead, you tell me.
Spicoli says, old man, where did you learn to read Indian? I make up after things I say. I was gonna start my own dictionary.
Had a couple words in there. Now I can't remember what they were.
Exactly.
Too long.
Oh, man. It's funny.
Indian language.
Yeah. Chuck-taw, whatever. Sonia, what is Sonia saying there? Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting. Interesting things.
We are Chuck-taw.
I mean, it's like I got my grants. I saw this one lady, too. She says when it comes to, you know, filling out an application, you're supposed to put, you know, what are you? You know, you're black, white, Hispanic, blah, 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 blah.
Welcome, people.
And my daughter used to put, you know, what race do you belong to? My daughter just used to start putting human race.
Yeah.
Because she had, you know, she had all kinds of stuff in her. You know, my kids have Indian in them, you know, Native American in them. Yeah, because her dad, I think Grandpa Pete has Apache in him. I'm not sure. But yeah, we're all part of something. We all got something in us. You know, we're not pure bloods. You know, we're really not. Yeah, we all got something. I think that's fascinating. I think it's fascinating. I've always wanted to be part of something. I mean, I have a grandson that's got Hispanic, white, black. You know, he's got all kinds of things in him, you know. I call him a mutt. You're a mutt.
Ew. Aww. Oh, you're in trouble. You're more loved.
Oh, it was with love. He knows.
No.
Hi, Chill Jelly. Good to see you, buddy. I haven't seen you in a long time.
Hello, Chill Jelly.
Nice.
But anyway.
You. I hope you're.
Anyway, what other? Is that it? Is that all the holidays or the days that are for today?
Oh, no, there's more.
Oh, what are they?
Well, it's National Kick Butt Day.
Kick Butt Day?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. See, I needed to get up. I knew there was a reason.
If you have a bad habit you want to break, kick some butt and break it.
Oh, yeah.
You got this thing running.
No, not a kick butt.
We got this thing running around on TikTok where these guys, these kids, they post these videos, they're trying to be all tough and everything. And this one kid posted this thing saying, would you punch me in the face for $1 million? You know? And I replied to his video I just added my video to his. And I went, hell, son, I'd do it for free and for kicks. You know, it's like, what's the point? What are you talking about? You know, would you punch me in the face for I'd punch you in the face for $1 million. I'd punch anybody in the face for $1 million. You bet. Oh, yeah.
Oh, now.
What?
You would?
Well, I wouldn't punch you. I wouldn't punch Dina Joe.
Yeah.
Well, I might punch Eric and we'd split the money.
Eric is not saying a word. Eric likes who he is.
Thank you very much.
It's just crazy. The thing I know is just crazy. Just crazy stuff.
It is.
Crazy. Kick Butt Day.
Yeah, and then we have our National Kimberly Day, whatever. And
National Kimberly Day.
I don't understand that one. And National Online Banking Day. I guess they have to have a day too. The online banking has to have a day. Whatever. Don't you think that's just silly? I think that's silly.
There's too many days. There's too many days.
Now this one, Southern Food Heritage Day. I'll keep that one. There you go. Yeah. That one I'll keep. This day is all about the diverse history and taste of Southern food has to offer. Mm. So, mm-hmm.
Well, on that note.
Yeah.
Oh!
Gee.
No kidding.
They just like to, when I go back in, man, they slam it. They're ready to go. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina, Joe, and Eric. We appreciate you coming in. Hit that follow button. Give us some follows. Keep downloading. We appreciate all you downloading. We exceeded 50,000 downloads. Thank you, everybody.
Yay, thank you. That.
Good times. So, hey, Eric, you want to plug some shows real quick before we're out of here?
Well, coming up on Podbean Live, be on the lookout for John DeVito to do some shows this week, including his Serial Killer Profiles series during the month of October. And then, of course, we invite friends to be on the lookout for Mike Tampa Bay and Cummings' Culture to do impromptu shows and the Beans and Weenie show in primetime. And hopefully Slightly Serious is back tonight after his two-week hiatus. And also be on the lookout later in the week for Slacker 82 and This Walk Doesn't Lie Club 19 and Dude Sean and the It's Dude's Day podcast and many other friends. And we're back tomorrow morning, and hopefully Ralph is back tomorrow morning as well. Make it a good Monday, everybody.
Thanks, Eric. Yeah, don't forget Sonda's Van Life Pantry podcast she's got out there. She got a new one posted. Check her out and give her a like and a follow. We got a lot of good got a lot of friends that got good podcasts out there. You know, if you want news, we got friends that got news. We have sports ones. We have all kinds of good ones out there. Just check them out. And thanks for checking us out and tuning in with us. Grammy, you got anything you want to say to everybody before we're out of here?
Well, just I'm glad I got up for a few moments of the show and glad to see all you smiling faces and things in. Thank you for joining us and just love yourselves. Because I love you.
Thanks, Grammy. Hey, yes, and don't forget the Holy Ships podcast with Poe. Poetic, she does card readings and that kind of stuff. She's really encouraging. Check her out. She also has Facebook and Instagram. Did I say that right? The Holy Shift podcast? Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Check out her podcast. It's a lot of fun. Good times. Oh, man. Whew. There it is. She put it in the chat room. What am I doing? I'm completely lost this morning. Oh, no. And now a final word from Dina Jones.
Be the reason someone smiles today. Let your smile change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. We love you guys. Thanks so much for joining us today. It was so much fun. Hope to see you tomorrow so we can figure out what the old man has forgotten. Talk to you later. Bye.
Well, hopefully a Cooking with Dina Jones Grammy announcement is coming up soon, but we'll keep you posted.
Thanks for shifting it, Eric. Yes. Thanks.
Taking it off of him.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for coming. We appreciate it. Have a great Monday. Get out there and do some good stuff. Random acts of kindness to everybody. Get out there and make five people smile. Make that your target today. Five people.
Easy.
Make it smile.
Easy.
Have a good time. Go out and have some fun. Laugh and giggle. If you're smiling all the time, people aren't going to know what you're up to. Smile. Have a good time, everybody. We appreciate you. And the music's done, and we're out of here. Come back tomorrow.
Bye.
We
appreciate
you. Bye. Love you. God bless you. See you next time, everybody.
This place has gone crazy. Later, Gators.